B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin Daf Ayin Dalet. We're going to start two lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Gimel Omud Beis. In the previous sugya, we saw a quote in the name of Rav that Ein Movui Nitar Balechi Vekoire Al Sheyu Batim Mechatzeres Psuchin Nesoichoi. We know that besides for needing Eruvei Chatzeres and Shitufei Mavois, in order to be able to carry in a Mavui, you need to, so to speak, fix the Mavui, something we discussed at length in the first Perek in Eruvin, and that is by either putting up a post, a lechi, or a beam going across the entrance of the Mavui called a Koira. And Rav says a condition that a Mavui can be used with a Koira or lechi has to be that there are Batim Vachatzeris. Batim is a plural of homes. Chatzeris is a plural of courtyards. So it would seem that Rav needs at least two chatzeris per mavui, and in each chatzer at least two homes. Says the Gemara Gufa, Omar Rav, Ein mavui nitar belechi vekoire al shiyu batim vachatzeris psuchin nesoichi. That's the opinion of Rav. Ushmuel Omar. Shmuel argues with Rav. We didn't see this in the previous Gemara, but here the Gemara is elaborating a bit more. Shmuel says, "Afilu bayis echod v'chotzer achas." Even if you have just one chotzer, and in that chotzer you have just one home, and besides for the one chotzer with the one home, the mavi also is shared by bayis, by a home opening straight onto the mavui, afilu bayis echod v'chotzer achas, then it's considered a mavui, and with a koira and lechi, one can carry inside it, assuming that all the eruvs and shitufei mavois are intact. Rav Yechanan Omar, Rav Yechanan is a third opinion. He says afilu churva, even if Shmuel said you need one chotzer with at least one home, and besides for that, you need a bayis. Rabbi Yechanan says, no. Besides for the chotzer with a bayis in it, the other element you need doesn't even have to be a bayis. It can be a churva, something which is a ruin. It's something that used to be a home, and we'll soon see in the Gemara that potentially one could live in it. But that would be enough to allow us to use a koira and a lechi to carry in a mavui. And we'll soon see that even though this churva has an owner, it belongs to somebody, but one is not actually allowed to carry from the mavui into the churva. That means the fact that it belongs to somebody, it's an added rishus here, and that's it, together with the chotzer, with the bias in it, the mavui is now considered a mavui, and one can use a koira and lechi. However, to actually carry from the mavui into the churva, that you're not allowed to do. And we'll see it soon in the Gemara. And the chiddush of Rabbi Yechanan is that even though the churva is flush with the mavui, it's coming off the mavui, we allow you to fix the mavui and carry in the mavui from the chotzer into the mavui, and we're not afraid that you're going to carry from the mavui into the churva. And the Gemara is now going to elaborate on Rabbi Yechanan's view. Omar le Abayi le Rabbi Yosef. Omar Rabbi Yechanan, afilu b'shvil shel kromim. Rabbi Yechanan, who said, not like Shmuel that says you need a chotzer, obviously with a bias going to that chotzer, and a bias both entering into the mavui, Rabbi Yechanan says it's enough if you have a churva instead of a bias. So Abaye asked Rabbi Yosef, could it be that according to Rabbi Yechanan you don't even need a churva, even if the mavui is open to two things, number one, to a chotzer with a bias, and number two, to a vineyard, a shvil shel krom, a path of a vineyard? Is that enough to create the status of a mavui and allow you to carry in the mavui with a koira and a lechi? Omar later, Rav Yosef answered back to Abaya, he said, no. Lo omar Rabbi Yechanan elo b'churva. When Rabbi Yechanan mentioned the churva, the ruins, he meant exactly that, to the exclusion of a shvil shel kromim. Why? D'chazi l'dira. Because the ruin somewhat is suitable to be used as a residence. Not so comfortably, it's a ruin, but it can be used as a residence. Aval shvil shel kromim, the path of a vineyard, deloy chozi ledira, which is not suitable for any type of residence, loy, it is not significant enough, not sufficient to give the mavui a status of a mavui. Omer vunu bar chinina, Va'ozdo Rabbi Yechonon letamei. Rav Huna Bar Chinina understood that the Rabbi Yechonon that says that you can use a churva is somewhat following his own opinion elsewhere. Va'ozdo Rabbi Yechonon letamei. Ditnan, we learned in the Mishnah. Omer Rav Shimon, Echod Gagois, Ve'echod Karpifiois, Ve'echod Chatzirois. Rooftops, car paves which are enclosed areas that have not been enclosed for residential purposes, and we're talking here about they are less than a base of Siam, less than 5,000 square amos in area, or chatzeres, courtyards, where the common denominator between these three is that they are not suitable for a residence, and all of them are, so to speak, considered a Roshus HaYochid Min HaTayra. Biblically speaking, they are not Roshus HaRabim, and biblically speaking, there's no such concept of a Karmelis. So according to Reb Shimon, these three are considered as a similar domain, even though they belong to different people, and one can carry from one to the other, even without an Eruv, even if there's no Eruv combining different Chatzeres, Reb Shimon says you can carry from Chatzer to Chatzer. Roshus Achasein, Lekelim Sheshavsu L'teichon. Those utensils, those objects, those items that were in the chotzer, the karpef, or the gagois, on the gag, on the roof, when Shabbos came in, they can be carried from between gagois, karpifiois, and chatzeres on Shabbos. However, v'loy lekelim sheshovsu b'seich habayis. However, kelim, utensils that were actually in a proper Roshus HaYochid, in a normal home, those kelim, when Shabbos came in, they were in the homes, they can be carried out only to places where there is a sufficient Eruv. One cannot carry those kelim from one chotzer to the next. Even if you had an Eruv that allowed you to carry from a home into the chotzer, those kelim that were in the home when Shabbos came in, you can carry them to the chotzer you have an Eruv with. But you cannot carry it from that chotzer to other chatzeres, karpifiois, and gagois, even according to Reb Shimon, even though had those kelim been in the chotzer when Shabbos came in, you would be allowed to carry them to other chatzeres, karpifiois, and gagois. V'omar Rav, Rav said, halacha k'Reb Shimon. The halacha is like Reb Shimon. V'hu shaloi irvui. However, Rav says as follows. Rav says that the fact that the kelim that were in the homes, you cannot carry to anywhere where there's no eruv, that Reb Shimon says, and that there's nothing to discuss about that. It's Aser. However, the kelim that were in the chotzer when Shabbos came in, and therefore, according to Reb Shimon, you can carry those kelim freely between chatzeres, gagris, and karpifiois, that's only true in the event that it's not likely that there will be kelim that were in the house when Shabbos came in, that they're in the chotzer now. When would that be true? That would be true when there's no Eruv between the home and the Chotzer. And then you can't take things from the home into the Chotzer. And then the only Kalim that are in the Chotzer when Shabbos came in, the only Kalim that are in the Chotzer over Shabbos and during Shabbos are those Kalim that were there when Shabbos came in. Therefore, those Kalim can be carried freely from Chotzer to Gag to Karpif. However, in the event that there is an Eruv between the home and the Chotzer, then there's a good chance that those utensils that normally are in the home would find their way into the Chotzer on Shabbos. And those Kelim, you would not be allowed to move, even according to Reb Shimon, from a Chotzer to other Chatzeres, Gagis, and Karpifiois. And since people, by mistake, may end up carrying these kelim that were in the home when Shabbos came in to other chatzeres, gagis, and karpifiois, the Rav said, therefore, in this case, where there is an Eruv between the home and the chotzer, then we do not rule like Reb Shimon, and you cannot carry those kelim, or any kelim, even those that were in the chotzer when Shabbos came in, to other chatzeres. Only when there was no Eruv, and then we can take it for granted that the only Kalim in the Chotzer are those that were there when Shabbos came in, there we can follow Reb Shimon that you can carry them to other Chatzeres, Karpifiois, and Gagris. Let's see that inside. V'omar Rav, alochik Reb Shimon, v'hu shaloi Eruvoi. That's on condition that there was no Eruv. Aval Eruvoi. However, if there is an Eruv, then Gozrinon, then we make a gzera and we ban the transfer of any articles between the chatzeres. Dilma osi la fuke mona debatim lechotza. We're afraid that those kelim that were in the house when Shabbos came in are going to be transferred to a different chotzer, and that's awesome. That was Rav's opinion. Was Shmuel Omar. Shmuel argued with Rav and said, we are not concerned, we don't make a gzeira, a ban, because possibly kelim that were in the house when Shabbos came in would be transferred to a different chotzer. Bein irvoy bein, lo irvoy, Rav Shimon's halacha applies irrespective of whether there was an Erev or not. Any kelim that were in the chotzer when Shabbos came in, according to Rav Shimon, can be transferred to any other chotzer, gag, or karpif. V'chein omer Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan also says that the halacha k'Rav Shimon bein irvoy or bein lo irvoy. So what do we see from here, Alma? You see clearly that Rabbi Yechanan, as with Shmuel, loygos rinon dilma osel afuke mona debatim lechotzer. We're not afraid that you're going to take the utensils that were in the house when Shabbos came in to other chatzeres. Hochanami, so too here in the case of the mavui. Rabbi Yechanan said you're allowed to fix a mavui and carry in it, even though the mavui is open into a churva, and you're not allowed to carry from the mavui into the churva. So how do we let you carry in the mavui at all? Why are we not afraid that you're going to carry those utensils that you're carrying into the mavui on Shabbos? You're going to take them into the churva, and that's asa. Hochanami legazrinon. It must be that Rabbi Yechanan, who's following his own opinion, that we are not afraid. Dilma osila fuke mona de chotzer lechurva is going to carry those utensils that were in the chotzer that you've taken into the mavi. We're not afraid you're going to take them into the churva, into the ruin. And Rashi actually adds on here that with mavi, as we mentioned before, there's two conditions. There's one topic, which is the shitufei mavois, connecting all the residents within a mavi with a type of Eruv called Shitufei Mavois. There's another issue that you need a Koire or Lechi where at the entrance of the Mavoi where it meets the Rosh Hashanah. In the case where you've got Chatzeiros and Batim, of course you need a Shitufei Mavois to allow you to carry in the Mavoi because you've got a number of residences there. However, in the case that Rabbi Yechanan is talking about, that you've got a Churva, then even though the Churva has an owner, and since there's you've got the churva with one owner, you've got a chotzer with a bayis, another owner. Therefore, the mavui has the status of a mavui, and with a lechi and a kairi, you can carry there. However, you do not need a shitufei mavois, since the only residence in the mavui, as we said, according to Rabbi Yechanan, you have one chotzer with one bayis. That's just one residence, that's one owner. The other residence is a churva, which is not a residence. Nobody uses that as a normal dira. We saw earlier that the only things that we're going to see, the only things that determine whether a mavui one is allowed to or not allowed to carry there is only residence. If you've got a number of residences, then they need to merge into one to be allowed to carry there. A churva is not considered a residence. Nobody sleeps there. Nobody eats there. Therefore, in this particular mavui that Rabbi Yechanan is talking about, there is no shitufei mavois. And because there's no shitufei mavois, you're not allowed to carry from the mavui into the churva. However, because the Rabbi Yechanan maintains that a churva with the chotzer and the bayis is enough to give the status of mavui to the mavui, that if you put a lechi and a kaira there, then this one person who's a bayis in the chotzer, who's leading out into the mavui, can actually carry in that mavui from his chotzer to the mavui on Shabbos, even though the mavui is open to Rosh Hashanah. It has all the halachas of a mavui, and we're not afraid that he's going to carry from the mavui into the churva something which is also to do, because there's nothing connecting the owners of the churva to the owners of the chotzer, because the churva is not residence, and since it's not residence, you don't make a shitufei mavois, so there's no connection between them. That's something that Rashi added on here, says the Gemara. And now we're going back to Shmuel. Shmuel said that in order for a mavui to be called a mavui, that with a koira or lechi you can carry in it on Shabbos, you need to have a chotzer with at least one home in, and a bayis, and a home that opens straight onto the mavui. Those are the minimum requirements of a mavui to have the status of mavui. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Breino Ka'omar Lahoshmat, Rav Breino was released, sitting and saying over this statement of Shmuel, Omer Rabbi Lozo. And Rabbi Lozo said to Rav Breino, Bar Be Rav, Talmud of the yeshiva, referring to Rav Breuna. Omar Shmuel Hocha, did Shmuel actually say what Rav Breuna is saying over in his name, that chotzer and bias, that means chotzer with bias and another bias is sufficient? Omar Le'in, Rav Breuna said to him, yes, Shmuel said that. Omar Le'achve Le'ushpiza, Rav Lozo said to Rav Breuna, show me where Shmuel is lodging, I want to speak to him. Achve Le, Rav Breuna showed Rav Lozo where Shmuel was. Also Le'kamedu Shmuel, Rav Lozo came in front of Shmuel. Omar Le said to him, Omar Mar Hochi, did you, Shmuel, say this ruling that a chotzer with a bias and another bias is sufficient to for a mavoi to be called a mavoi, and with a koyer olech you can carry in it on Shabbos? Omar Le in, Shmuel said yes. I stand behind that. I said it. Now Rav Elazar is asking Shmuel a question. V'homar hu da Omar, ein lanu be'eruvin elo kilashoyin mishnaseinu. We heard from you, Shmuel, that when it comes to, when regarding Eruvin, then you have to take every letter of the Mishnayos to the nth degree, and the Mishnah means exactly what it says. The wording of the Mishnah is very, very precise. And what does it say in the Mishnah? She'mavui lechatzeirois, the relationship between a mavui and chatzeirois in plural is kechotzer lebatim, is the same relationship as a courtyard has to homes regarding making the Eruv. So you see clearly in that Mishnah that it speaks about chatzeirois in plural term. There's got to be at least two chatzeirois. And you, Shmuel, said one chotzer is enough, and besides with the chotzer, you also need, besides with the bias in that chotzer, you also need just a bias, not another chotzer. Ishtik. Rabbi Loza asked Shmuel the question, and Shmuel responded with silence. And the Gemara is now wondering, kiblomine, oilo kiblomine. Did Shmuel accept Rabbi Loza's claim and retract his opinion and hold like Rav that says you need two chatzeiros, or no? Did he stick with his own opinion? And the Gemara is now going to attempt to resolve this. Toshima, we learned there was the following case. What was this case? Before we see it inside, there was a mavui. A mavui has two chatzeiros. In chotzer, in one of the chatzeiros, chotzer number one, there was a shul there, a beis haknesses. And besides the shul, there was a home there, a bais. Generally speaking, there's nobody that resides in a shul. You don't eat there, you don't sleep there. So this chotzer, even though it had a shul, a beis haknesses, and a bayis, for all intents and purposes, it just had a bayis. In the other chotzer, chotzer number two, there were two homes. There was somebody called Avos Bar Ihi. Avos, the son of Ihi, lived in that chotzer. And besides for him, there was another bayis in that chotzer as well. Which means there was one chotzer with two homes. There was another chotzer with one home. Besides that one home, there was a shul there. Toshima, dahu mavoya, there was this mavui, to have a dayar bay Avos Bar Ihi. Avos Bar Ihi lived in one of the chatzeros in this mavui, and besides for him, together with him in the same chotzer, lived somebody else. Ovad le lechi. And they made a lechi. This Avos, or whoever it was, made a lechi on this mavui, and they carried in the mavui. V'sharolei Shmuel. Shmuel permitted them to use this mavui based on the lechi and the kaira. Also Rav Onon, Shadia. After Shmuel passed away, Rav Onon came and he actually threw the lechi down. He destroyed the lechi and he says, no, you cannot carry in this mavui. Why? Because this mavui doesn't have two chatzeris with two batim in each. It has two chatzeris. In one chotzer you've got two batim, but in the other chotzer you only have one bais. And therefore, this Rav Onon destroyed it. Omar, this Avos Bar Ihi said to Rav Onon, I don't understand, we're about to see, the Gemara says this Rav Onon was the son of Rav. And so it's true that according to Rav, this lechi wasn't valid. The mavi wasn't, you couldn't carry there because Rav says you need two chatzeros with two batim in each. But this Avos Bar Ihi said to Rav Onon, Mavoyo de Dair Nobe, this mavi that I lived in, V'asina Mishmei de Mar Shmuel, and I made this lechi, and I was allowed to carry in it under the direction and instruction of Shmuel. Neser of Onon bar Rav, Rav Onon the son of Rav, should come, Neshadyo, Minith, so to speak, and he can then come and take the Lechi away and destroy this and deprive us from this Movi that Shmuel gave us permission and allowed us to use. So you see clearly that Shmuel allowed this Movi, even though the Movi did not have two Chatzeres with two Batim in each. In one Chotzer, you only had one home. In the other Chotzer, you had two homes. Shma Mino, Lo Kiblo Mino. So you see from this incident that Shmuel allowed them to use this Movi. It seems from here that Shmuel did not accept Rabbi Elazar's claim that you need to have two Chatzeres and two Batim in each. A Chotzer with just one Bayis, for all intents and purposes, is called Chotzer. It's called Bayis, sorry, it's not called Chotzer. A Chotzer is when you have two Batim. So, and we said in this Movi you had one Chotzer with two Batim, that's called a Chotzer. The other Chotzer had a Shul and one Bayis, that's called Bayis, because there's only one resident there. Says the Gemara, no. There's no proof from the fact that Shmuel allowed them to use that Mavui that he actually didn't agree with Rabbi Elazar's claim. It could be that the truth is he agreed with Rabbi Elazar's claim. And he agreed that in every Chotzer, in order for a Mavui to be valid, it has to have two Chatzeres with two Batim in each. However, V'hocha chazono hu dehava ochil nama bebeisa v'osi boyis b'nei knishta. We're talking about this shul, that the chazan of the shul, he would eat his meal at home, and afterwards he would come and sleep in the shul. And sleeping in the shul means that there's residence there, or there was a room adjacent to the shul that he would sleep in. So now this chotzer is home to two batim. One, the bayis that was there initially, number two, the chazan. So now you've got two chatzeres with two batim in each, and that's why Shmuel allowed it. If so, the question is, why did Rav Onon then take away this? Why did he take down the Lechi? If even according to Rav Onon, if there's two Chatzeres and two Batim, the Lechi and the Movi should be okay. So Rashi explains that after Shmuel passed away, the Chazan was no longer sleeping in the Shul. And therefore, this Chotzer again was only serving a single residence. If it was only serving a single residence, then assuming, and we do assume at this point, that Shmuel accepted Rabbi Elazar's claim that you can only use the Mavoi if there's two Batim in each Chotzer. Now that the Chazan was no longer there, it's only one Bayis in the second Chotzer, and therefore the Mavoi is no longer valid and one cannot carry there anymore. Ve'evus Barihi. So now what's Evus Barihi? Evus Barihi, he had reservations against Rav Onon. Why did you take away the Lechi? If we're right, that the reason that Shmuel allowed it was because there was a chazan there, and when he passed away, the chazan was no longer there, then Rav Onon was right to take down the Lechi. What was Evus Barihi's claim? Says the Gemara. Ve'evus Barihi Savar, Evus Barihi assumed that Mokim Pita Goram. He held that the only thing that determines residence is where you eat, not where you sleep. Since the chazan only slept there and didn't eat there, it's not called residence, which means even when Shmuel was alive, then, and Shmuel allowed it, it was not because the chazan was residing in the chotzer. And if so, how could Shmuel allow it? Obviously, Shmuel didn't accept Rabbi Elazar's claim, and he stuck with his own claim that chotzer and the bayis is, chotzer and a bayis is on one side of the Mavui, and the other side of the Mavui is just a single bayis, and therefore, even though you only had the shul and one home, it's sufficient. And he didn't change his mind even after Rabbi Elazar made his claim. Ushmuel tamei that mokim lina gora, but that was the mistake. The mistake was that that Shmuel himself holds, as we saw in the Gemara previously, that where a person sleeps does determine residence. And since the chazan was sleeping there, it is called a residence, and then it could well be that Shmuel, actually, because of Rabbi Elazar's question, he changed his mind. He held like Rav that you need two residences in each chotzer, and therefore he allowed the Eruv only, he allowed them to use the Mavui only because there was the chazan there. Once Shmuel passed away and the chazan was no longer there, then Rav Onon was right to take down the Lechi. So we explained the Gemara in the way, the basic reading of the Gemara, and the truth is it's very complicated whether what defines chotzer, what defines bayis, and what Shmuel actually holds. Does he, the way we said it and the way Rashi says here, that Shmuel holds a chotzer with a bayis, and besides the chotzer with a bayis, also just a bayis, but it's not so clear that what happened with the Beis HaKnesses. But the Rishonim here, the Rashba, the Ritva, and others go at length to explain the sugya, but we try to explain the sugya in a simple form. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rav Yudom Rav, another halacha from Rav, similar and associated to the previous Gemara. Mavui, if you have an alleyway, a mavui, shetzidoi echod oived kechovim. On one side of it is a chotzer which is hosting a goy, a home of a goy. Vitzidoi echod, Yisrael. On the other side of the mavui is a Yisrael, a chotzer that's hosting a Yisrael. Ein ma'arvin oisoi derech chaloinois. Even though this Yisrael has some on the backside of the home of the Yisrael, back to back to him, not adjacent to the chotzer and the mavui, he's got some windows to homes of a Yisrael. And normally we know that when you have two reshuyos, both belonging to different people, two reshus hayochids, you can carry from one to the other by making eruvei chatzeris on condition that there's a significant opening between the two. And since these are two private homes, it wasn't usual for them to have doors between the two, but it was common for them to have a window. So if you've got this Yisrael, who on the front side of the Yisrael's home into the chotzer, which is on the Mavui, and back to back to the Yisrael, with just a window between the Yisrael, there's another Yisrael's home, then do we allow these two Yisraelim to make an Eruvei Chatzeres, to allow them to take the Kalim that were in the home of the Yisrael at the back, to come through this window, thanks to the Eruvei Chatzeres, to the Yisrael, and from the Yisrael into the Chotzer and then the Mavui? So Rav says, Ein ma'arvinois o derech haloinois, lehatiroi derech psochim lemavui. We do not allow them to use the Eruv Chatzeris between them to allow utensils from the Yisrael's home at the back to come through the Yisrael's home at the front, through his front door to the Chotzer, through the Chotzer to the door, to the entranceway into the Mavui. We do not allow that. Omar le'Abaye l'Rav Yosef. Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Omar Rav afilu b'chotzer. Did Rav say exactly the same restriction regarding a chotzer? If you didn't have a mavui with a goy on one side, a Yisrael on the other side, and the Yisrael wanting to make eruvei chatzeris with some other neighbors, Yisrael, to allow them to take those utensils into the mavui, did he only say in that case, what happens if you have a chotzer? That on one side of the chotzer there's a goy, on the other side of the chotzer you have Yisrael. The Yisrael himself has windows to other Yisraelim back to back to him. He wants to make an Eruvei Chatzeres to allow those Yisraelim to take their utensils out into the chotzer through his home. So Abaye asked Rav Yosef, did Rav say the same restriction that he cannot do that even regarding a chotzer? Omerli, so Rav Yosef said to Abaye, in Rav would say exactly the same between a mavui and a chotzer. There's no difference. In the same way as you cannot make an eruvei chatzeres to allow those Yisraelim to merge together to take out their kelim into a chotzer, where the chotzer is shared by the goy, so too, the same as he said in the case of a mavui. Di'iloy Omar, for had he Rav only said what he said regarding a mavui in between the goy's chotzer and the Yisrael's chotzer, and not in the case of a chotzer with a goy's home on one side, Yisrael's home on the other side, had he not said that, my, what would be the difference between a mavui and a chotzer? Says Abaye, that alone wouldn't be proof. Hava mina, I may have said, Tama de Rav, the only reason that Rav at the beginning of this sugya says that if you have a chotzer with a goy on one side of a mavui, and the chotzer with the Yisrael on the other side of the mavui, that you cannot use the eruvei chatzeris the Yisrael makes with some other Yisraelim in order to take their kelim into the mavui, that I would have said I could understand. What's the reason? Taima de Rav, Mishum de Kosova, Rav said, as we saw before, Ein mavui nitar belechi v'koira. You're only ever allowed to carry in a mavui after putting a koira or lechi, achiyu botim v'chatzeres psuchin asoichi. Only if you have at least two chatzeres And in each chotzer, you have two homes. Over here, what have you got with this mavui? You've got one chotzer hosting a goy. A goy's residence is not considered a residence. The other chotzer is hosting a Yisrael. So this mavui only has one chotzer. And maybe that's why Rav says that you cannot use the mavui, and therefore the Eruvei Chatzeres that this Yisrael makes with his neighbors at the back of him wouldn't help them to use the mavui. You're not allowed to use the mavui because there's only one chotzer there with residence. The other chotzer goy is there, is not considered residence. However, if like Abaya said, that what Rav said here, that you cannot use the mavui if the mavui is only serving a goy and a Yisrael, and not like Rav Yosef says that the same would apply to chotzer for a reason we're going to see later. But according to Abaya, says no, Rav only was talking about mavui because of Rav's statement that in order for a mavui to be used, it has to serve two chatzeres, each with residence, and a goy's residence is not considered residence. But if so, the question is going to come up, then why did Rav have to say both? Number one, that if a mavui is serving a goy and a Yisrael, you cannot use the mavui. And number two, that a mavui needs to serve batim v'chatzeres. It's the same halacha. It seems to be the same halacha. So says the Gemara B'tarati Lomali, Abaya is saying, you're going to say, according to me, Abaya, why do I need Rav to say both statements? Tzricha, I need them both. D'imeahi, if you would only say that first statement, have them in, I may have thought, diras obit kechavim shmo dira. If they had only said you need batim v'chatzeres, then okay, anything that's considered a chotzer. Here there's a goy living there. Why is it not called a chotzer? I may have thought that a goy's dira, at least in this context, Rashi says, would be considered a dira. And that's why Rav has to say, Komash Malon, Rav has to tell us, no, that if this mavui is serving a goy and a Yisrael, it's not called a mavui because the goy's chotzer is not considered residence, it's not considered a chotzer, even in this context. Komash Malon, dira soivet kechovim, loishmo dira. V'im mehochan, if Rav would have only said this halacha with a goy, that a mavui that's serving a goy and a Yisrael is, the mavui cannot be carried in, and he wouldn't have said the other statement that a mavui can only be carried in when there's batim v'chatzeres. V'im mehacha, have mina, I may have thought, lo yodano batim kama. I may have thought that over here you've got a goy and a Yisrael, the mavui cannot be carried in. Why? Because one of the chatzeres is serving only a goy. A goy's residence is not called a residence. But I may have thought that if there's two chatzeres both serving Yisrael, even if there's just one bias in each chotzer, it's called a residence and we can carry in the mavui. How would we know that each chotzer needs at least two batim? For that we need the other phrase. That's what the Gemara says, Hava mina lo yodan, v'im mehocha hava mina, I may have said, lo yodan or batim kamo, I don't know how many homes in each chotzer are considered necessary. Komash Malon, that's what Rav had to say. Batim, he had to say that in a plural term, you need batim v'chatzeres. Batim is in plural term to tell us that each chotzer needs to have two batim. Continues the Gemara, that now that Abaya heard from Rav Yosef, and it's assumed that the halacha that Rav said that applies not only to mavui, even to chotzer, not only a mavui that is serving a goy on one side, the Yisrael on the other side, then the Yisrael cannot join up with some other Yisraelim and carry into the mavui. You're not allowed to carry into the mavui because the mavui is only serving Yisrael and a goy. A goy's residence is not considered a residence. But then the same applies to a chotzer. If a chotzer is serving a goy and a Yisrael, then we say that you cannot carry from the reshus of the Yisrael into the chotzer. And that's what Rav Yosef said. Rav Yosef said that it makes sense, it's logical that the two should be the same. Abaya wanted to explain that there's a difference between them, because with mavui we have the restriction that you need batim v'chatzeres, and that's something which only applies to mavui, not by chotzer, and a goy's residence is not called residence. But now that we know that Rav's halacha applies even by chotzer, we want to understand that. So Abaya explains, Hashtad Omar Rav afilu chotzer, that even a chotzer that is being shared by a Goy and a Yisrael, one cannot use the Chatzah, and we have to understand why should that be true. And you can't say because it's similar to Mavui, because we don't even understand that, because we thought that the reason there was an issue by Mavui is because of Batim v'Chatzeris. But if it's because of Batim v'Chatzeris, then it wouldn't be the same wouldn't be true in the case of Chatzah. Says Abaye, Tamed Rav de Kosovar, Osur Lasis Yochid, B'mokim Oivid Kechovim. As we've seen this concept previously in this perek, that we try and do everything we can to avoid a Yisrael being in close proximity with a Goy. And therefore, if we're going to allow the Yisrael to carry into the Chatzar, even though the Chatzar is being shared just by a Goy, then the Yisrael will be happy to stay there. And therefore we say, no, the Yisrael, you're not allowed to carry in the Chatzar, and that will avoid the Yisrael from staying there. He'll move away, and that's what we want. Omer of Yosef, Ihochi, now that you're explaining that the reason that if a Chatzar is shared by Yisrael and a Goy, then the Yisrael is not allowed to use the Chatzar at all, now I can understand, says Rav Yosef, Hainu de Shomano Leila Rav Tavla. When Rav Tavla was teaching, then he said to Omar, Oivid Kechovim Trei Zimna. He said the halacha of Goy twice. V'lo yodano mai Omar. We didn't know. Why did he say twice? Why did he keep talking about that if a Goy is sharing the Roshus, it restricts the Yisrael? And now I know exactly why he said it twice. He wanted to impress on us that the reason that you cannot use, that if a Goy is sharing a Roshus with the Yisrael, it's not because of the regular halacha that Rav said that a Mavui needs Batim v'chatzeris. Because if that was the case, it would only apply to Mavui, not to Chatzar. Therefore, he reiterated, it's because of the Goy that's there. And if the reason that you cannot use a Roshus shared by a Goy is because you're sharing it with a Goy, then the same would apply if you're sharing a Chatzar with a Goy, that you cannot use the Chatzar either. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here, from the next Mishnah.